The title of my sharing tonight is simply Serving with Love. To serve and to obey, it shouldn't have a negative connotation, because it's a privilege to serve the Father and each other. I've seen that all the time, and it's just a big blessing. Later in the sharing, I'm going to give three examples on serving these three individuals. First, Judy Hunt, my wife and myself recently, and her uncle recently made a trip to Kona, Hawaii. And on our flight to Kona, Hawaii, we were attended to by stewards whose job is to serve with a smile and take care of all the passengers serving. And they did a good job. Not today, but not so long ago, some of you will remember this. These young men and women were disrespected for their service. I'm talking about the military, and I'm talking about in the Vietnam era, which, of course, is a form of serving our country. But the greatest serving is serving the love of God with humble hearts. Serving as sons of God comes with benefits. We'll receive an eternal life, and they are called crowns God has set aside for his children. Now, the greatest serving ever performed is, of course, by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He has shown us his loving and humble service, always seeking his Father's wisdom and direction and his will throughout his life, all the way to the cross. Wow, what obedience of love. We have no greater example. So why would one complain to serve and to give? When we serve others, we have to know we are serving God. This is what's implied when we hear that we are his eyes, his feet, his hands, so that we can see what's needed and we can go and move to where the need or help is at and do what is best for that situation with our own two hands. Again, Jesus' ministry was serving his Father. As we see, he gave a command to continue the same. Please go to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 33. The Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 33. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. You see, that's a form of serving, is loving and doing for your brothers and sisters with that love of God. So when we love one another, it is another form of serving love and compassion and making known our Father's perfect love, which is called charity. So, I'm going to give you some keys on ways to serve. These are just a few. Number one, how about asking God first for his wisdom in a situation? He knows our limitations. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 6, please. Proverbs, bear with me, chapter 2, verse 6. And it says, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. So you see, when we have to perform some kind of service or some kind of help to someone, God knows what we can do. He knows our limitations. But you know what? It still doesn't matter, because with God, all things are possible, even when we're serving. So we serve with big, big hearts. Number two, how about our tithing? Contributing financially to God's work is a great way to serve our God. There are needs. Giving can serve, huh? Number three, Once we know that we are called to serve and make known the Word of God, then we're fulfilling the calling to serve the truth. Go to Philippians 2:15, please. If there be therefore any consolation, I'm sorry, I said Philippians 2:15, that was not it. Philippians 2:15. You know what? I am not able to pull that one up. My bad, Philippians 2:15.
Just 1 second, I got it.
Bear with me. That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. This is also talking about serving, okay? Something that should be interwoven in our walk, in our way of life. And last for now, number 4, speaking in tongues. Yes, speaking in tongues with a focused heart and prayers for someone or something. This is serving with a humble heart through prayers. When there's needs, we ask someone or we know about a certain situation, we want to pray for them. This is our service to them, and we are asking help from our Father. He hears our prayers, and he brings the best deliverance known to man. So now, the examples of serving the needs of others. First of all, those of you who know me, I love to pray for a need or needs someone may have. So here are the 3. The other day, Shati had to call what we call the Geek Squad. They're a company within Best Buy, an electronics store, for some help with her laptop. She had a bunch of problems where she couldn't get it to work. Fortunately, we have coverage on it, but she called them for some help. And it gave me the opportunity to have time to pray for the representative whose name was Anna. After she helped Shakti, I simply asked her if I could pray for something in her life. She asked for prayers for her grandma. I said, was there a specific need? And she said, yes, so that her grandma wouldn't forget her. And we could hear in her voice how the prayers moved her. And hopefully, it will cause her to think more about God. Also, Thursday the 5th, a fellow worker I've noticed lately has seemed worried about something as I've seen her walking the work floor. So she came up to me on one of my breaks and asked me if I was still praying for people and different things. And I said, absolutely. And then she unloaded her heart and said that the military is deploying her back to the Middle East at the end of the month. And she has situations at home plus anxieties there at work. The bottom line, after she shared all this, I said, how about I pray? So right then, I asked the Father for his help in her life. I explained that when I pray, I do so knowing God answers prayers. That when we talk with the Father, we also have to listen. I could see how this comforted her heart. And again, I was giving of my heart for her and her needs. Thankfully, she came up to me and asked. So, amen, amen. Reverend Bob Linfeld mentioned in yesterday's fellowship, getting someone born again causes the angels to party and to celebrate. Why wouldn't it? And so last, at work, a young man who asked to be called G because his name was very difficult to pronounce, so he made it easy for everyone, was sent to me for safety training. And after spending an hour and a half with him, God put on my heart that I asked him if he would like me to pray. His answer was, yes, yes. When I was done, he explained that he was from Jordan and was brought up in the Catholic Church. This caused me to ask him if he knew if he was born again. He didn't know, he said. I really don't know. So, rather than knock down the Catholic Church or any other denomination, I briefly explained eternal life. And he wanted to be a part of that. He said, yes, I want that. So I led him into being born again. Hallelujah. When we were done, he showed me his arm so that I could see his goosebumps. Amen. Praise God. So these are just simple forms of serving. We all can do this. We all have this in us. Some people don't think that's serving, but it is. It's serving the love of God through prayers with compassion and humble hearts. Gracious Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for these opportunities that you give all of us to help individuals with situations going on in their lives, or simply to help individuals with a need they may have, to serve them, Father, with the love of God. I thank you for giving us a new person each and every day. And Father, this is something that I pray for everyone, that we take advantage of those moments. It's another way of showing your love, of helping people to know you, of seeing that it's not scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. It's about simply doing the love you give us. So I pray right now, Father, for these opportunities to be around us and for us to notice them and take heed and help out. And it's in Jesus Christ's wonderful name, Father, that I pray this prayer. Amen.